First of all, I deeply apologize for the horrible sound quality, but I haven't figured out how to do this yet. So, all that said, hello, Hans. How are you? This is Larry. This is my first time ever doing anything like this, so please bear with me. I'm going to take the tune that you played for me and play it once or twice. So, Paper Moon. So that's a fair, a purely simple reading of the tune. So with improvising, all improvisers have collected riffs for years and years and years. So there's plenty of cheating going on and a lot of scale-wise stuff. But there are a few tricks that are helpful. A friendly tone in this kind of piece is the sixth. I'm going to demonstrate just playing the six in various rhythm ways with nothing else but the six, and which in this key of F is D, just varying octaves, and that's it. So as you heard, you know, I just varied the rhythm a little bit, but just stuck to the six. Now let's screw around a little bit with the sixth, the fifth, the minor six, and the sixth. So you have those three notes playing the same thing. Immediately, with three notes, you have all kinds of variations you could do. All those are what I typify as friendly. Those are friendly tones. When you would go into a more bluesy thing, you'd be talking about the seventh, E flat in this case. And the minor third. So when you go off of the minor third to the major third, so A flat to A. Okay, I went a little bit farther off field there. But the basic thing is, to make something blue, you concentrate on the blue tones, obviously. And the minor third is a really helpful one, because you can fall off of it either way and make somewhat of a cogent solo. So. So there's using the minor third a lot. Where you might use the seventh would be something like. So I'm fumbling all over the place, but I think you get the basic idea. So. Let's talk. My finger, unfortunately, is a little bit messed up, so I'm going to be fumbling around. But let's talk about chromatics. One of the easiest tricks in the book is just to fall over off something and immediately you've got a little showiness, a little flashiness. So you know, just once in a while when you want to show off a simple chromatic a chromatic scale can help you do that. As you know, trills are always helpful. So that's another element that improvisers always use. Let's see. I wanted to throw a lot of information in a very short time at you here to give you just a couple of ideas. I don't even think about it anymore when I do it. It a lot of this the same things like this one are things that I've used a million times. Also, scale-wise riffs that use the blue notes. In this case, starting at the B to the B flat to the A flat. That combination is always kind of powerful in a bluesy thing. So again, that's like, let's see, the minor five, the B, to B flat, to A flat, to F in the key of F. Going all the way down, you get. Okay. So, in the way I always do things, this is very, very disorganized and jumbled, and I promise to put it together a little bit better as time goes by. But a few ideas for in 7 minutes to think about. Okay, I'll be back with you.